YouTube, and you don't have to watch the movie. That's the best thing about Best Original Song. Because I don't know anybody, I don't know if that movie was ever actually released anywhere.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody ever saw it.
Not like Working Girl. Everybody's seen Working Girl and knows this Carly Simon song. So.
We'll get to see Sting perform it on Sunday.
So there you go. We are now into the major, major categories. And we start out with one of the fun ones, Best Animated Feature. And the nominees are Kubo and the Two Strings, which is a modern telling of a fairy tale. Done entirely in stop-motion animation by the same folks that did the Box Trolls, and they do all those other great, there's the Leica Studio. They do amazing stop-motion animation work. Moana is Pixar. Is that Pixar or just... okay.
Definitely, yeah.
Is it considered Pixar?
Is it Pixar Disney. Or Disney? It's Disney, one of them. I think Moana is just Disney.
Moana is Disney.
Yeah.
My Life is a Zucchini, which is a foreign film that's a little bit surreal, that's been getting a fair amount of buzz lately.
Obsession with zucchini and zucchini noodles.
I saw a preview for it, and it looked kind of cool.
The Red Turtle, which is another fable brought to life through animation. This one is entirely hand-drawn. You never see that anymore. And Zootopia, which was the big Disney hit from early last year. We'll start with Kim in this round.
All I've heard is Zootopia. You hear everywhere you go. That's going to be it.
Lisa Nichols?
I'm agreeing. I believe the only upset could possibly be Moana, just for the fact that Hamilton's Lin-Manuel Miranda did a lot of the music for it.
I'm sick of that guy.
And anything that his name is attached to instantly draws some sort of attention to. So that movie has put a little bit of a spotlight on it.
Stupid lousy Hamilton tickets, like $800 a piece.
And 3 years after it opened,
I still can't get Hamilton tickets. I hate Lin-Manuel Miranda.
No, you don't.
Love to hate him.
Zootopia. Yep. We watched it the other night, and it was so good. Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Funny and clever.
It really is a good movie. And it's a pretty heavy message movie. I mean, the film is saying a lot about empowerment and racism, and it's doing it in ways that aren't irritating to conservatives. Mm-hmm. which is a big test these days, because you can bludgeon people over the head with this stuff, and it doesn't do that. Very, very enjoyable film. So yes, we're all in agreement on Zootopia. Choose that. If there's going to be a spoiler, it's going to be Kubo and the Two Strings. Because... Yeah. Leica Studios has been nominated for everything that they've done over the last several years, and they're a little bit like Studio Ghibli over in Japan, one of the greatest animation studios in the world that never wins any Oscars. But Disney pretty much wins this award, Disney or Pixar, every year.
Yeah, last year was Inside Out.
Yeah, so you gotta go with
that.
You gotta go with the Disney film.
Love.
All right, Best Makeup and Hairstyling. There are only 3 nominees in this category this year, which certainly makes life easier for the rest of us. They are Star Trek Into Darkness, which was a pretty good movie. Suicide Squad, which is a movie that everybody hated.
I know somebody that liked it.
Who actually liked that movie?
My coworker.
Other than Chris Earle. Chris Earle is the only person who liked that movie.
He was talking that movie up.
And Chris Earle is like, oh, you got to go see that movie. And A Man Called Ove, which is a foreign film. Lisa Nichols.
I'm going to start. I picked, even though I hate this sort of thing, Star Trek. That is definitely my choice. I think the big argument is between that and Suicide Squad. If you essentially look at Suicide Squad, yes, the makeup was done very well. But I mean, come on, look at the hairstyling. It's, you know, dyeing some hair green, and then you look on Harley Quinn. One side is pink, one side is blue.
No, but they got Killer Croc in there, too. I mean, there's
yes,
more elaborate makeups in it.
Compared to the intricacy of what was going on with makeup in Star Trek, beyond, actually, no pun intended. Molly, who'd you pick?
Suicide Squad, and mostly because...
Of course, my teammate split.
Mostly because of Jared Leto, to be honest.
Yeah.
Everybody hated the movie.
He was
Everybody.
He was such a letdown in that.
Suicide Squad was so universally hated that I gotta go with Star Trek Beyond.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in Star Trek Beyond.
So Star Trek. So
I'm the only one.
It's possible. We'll say this. The foreign film is not going to win that category. So it's either Star Trek or Suicide Squad.
Right. I have to admit, though, the lead girl in Star Trek, her makeup was... I can't think of what her character... Her makeup was awesome.
Yeah.
So wouldn't you think that you would choose her?
No.
Or choose that movie?
Based on all the stills and pictures I've seen of Suicide Squad? Mm-mm.
In both movies, you have central characters who are very... extensive use of hair and makeup effects. So either one of them is viable. I just think, given how much everyone hated Suicide Squad and all the horror stories about that movie in Hollywood, that they're not going to give it to it. But who knows? All right, cinematography. This is the award for the best use of cameras, lenses, and lighting, the actual pictures that make up the picture. The nominees are Arrival, Aliens Come to Earth, La La Land, that's that musical everyone's talking about, Lion, a film which I've come to find does not have a lion in it.
For goodness sake.
Moonlight, which is a movie about, is that the one about the drug dealer?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one about the drug dealer who is mentoring local kids because he's not just a bad guy. And Silence, which is that Martin Scorsese film that nobody wants to see because he rams his religion down your throat for 3 hours and 20 minutes. Kim, I think you get to start.
Like that's anything new for Marty.
Yeah, right.
Last Temptation of Christ.
Goodfellas didn't have that problem.
Oh, whoa. La La Land.
You know, this is a category where what I want to win is not going to win. Going to pick La La Land, but I absolutely believe that Moonlight should win it. And that just based on now what James Laxton does, if you see the movie with lights and from each frame. And it reminded me so much of Birdman. Not how it was filmed all in one shot.
You're right.
But a lot of the lighting in that movie plays a huge, huge role on it. And when we're talking about the whole basis of this movie is, you know, the main character, one of the main characters, he has this conversation with the little boy that he's mentoring and says, you know, somebody used to call me Blue. And why? Because this old lady used to say everybody looks blue under the moonlight. And that kind of sticks with you from the beginning. And each shot, he does that so well, regardless if it's in a really dark alley or in the diner or it's in the daylight in the beach. And yeah, but it's not going to win, I don't think.
Arrival.
Yeah, very good, too. Very, very good.
Why are you looking at
me? All right,
like
so
that?
We're all over the boards in this category. I am going to go with Kim. So give me a reason for Arrival.
For cinematography?
Wait, yeah. Kim, you said La La Land. Mm-hmm. I said La La Land.
So that's three.
Oh, I thought you said Moonlight.
Oh no, I would love Moonlight. Love and I'm Moonlight. Giving you all the reasons why Moonlight should win.
So you get
but it won't.
Oh, I got you. I missed the point at the end of that soliloquy where you said, "But La La Land's going to win." All right.
No, La La Land is my vote.
I think the cinematography for me, some of the stuff that they did inside of the spaceship, especially
that was phenomenal.
I've loved, especially when the what were they called, heptapods or
yes,
the,
Abbott and Costello.
What? Right, that's right. When they would do their hands and they would just go, you know, just how they would look like starfish. I never get this right, do I? But just the inside of the spaceship is really, and what they did with what I thought looked like squid ink, you know, with how they, you know, did their language and.
I love the way I move the microphone closer to you and you move your head back away from me.
I don't like feeling like I'm going to eat the thing.
That's how microphones work, dear. That's how you.
She wants one of those Bob Barker on a little.
No, I agree with you. I mean, Arrival is something like Moonlight where, you know, that eerie shadow that's cast, it plays a lot into the film. But, yeah.
Everything you said about Moonlight is 100% correct.
You haven't even seen
it. By the way. And Moonlight could win this category. It's a possibility. But you're putting a low budget independent film up against,
of course,
La La Land
or Arrival or
and
whatever. Yeah.
Let's be honest. La La Land is just a feast for the eyes. First of all, he shot it in CinemaScope. Okay. Did Tarantino win last year?
No idea, actually.
No, for
The Hateful Eight.
Oh, no,
they didn't win.
It was The Revenant. one last year.
I feel like because of all the light.
Like it was all natural light.
Because everything they did, they used natural lighting for it. And
no, absolutely.
That hadn't
and that's
been
what
done
everybody's
before.
Saying about it deserved it. And why I chose La La Land from what they critics are talking about the opening sequence to the dance and it goes to these hills and yeah, it's Hollywood.
The way they frame things, the use of color, some of the fantasy sequences, I mean, it's everything that you expect in a classic Hollywood musical. They're going to be stumbling all over themselves to vote for this
what
thing.
What you just said for this, how you kind of called it a feast for the eyes, that's why I picked it for production design.
As a person that loves old Hollywood, I am like so ashamed that I have yet to see this because I know I'm going to become obsessed.
It didn't live up to its hype, in my opinion.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that down the road. But in the technical categories, I will say that I believe that La La Land is 100% solid, that it is going to win this category. However, Moonlight could sneak off an upset here.
Arrival doesn't stand a chance then. Huh?
Arrival, I would probably put...
Is it too late to
Lisa, you say this every year.
And it's from Molly.
You don't even have to say it, because I know.
Can I secede?
Why do we still do teams, personally? I think we should all do it separate.
No. We do teams.
Because your husband likes to go up against you.
We do teams so
he
that...
He goes up against me regardless of if we do teams or not.
We do teams so that I can drag her down. That's why we do the teams.
Okay. You talk about cheating, huh?
That's how it goes. All right.
Strategic.
Best adapted screenplay. This is a screenplay based on a previously existing work. And the nominees in this category, which is all the way down at the bottom of the list on the Oscar site, are Arrival, which we've been talking about quite a bit, Aliens Come to Earth, Fences, which there's a question about whether or not this is really an adapted screenplay, because August Wilson was writing this as a screenplay, never finished the screenplay, and it was turned into a stage play shortly before he died or shortly after his death. I forget the exact...
I think it was shortly after.
So, August Wilson died, it went to Broadway, and then it became a movie...
With the same actors.
Mm-hmm. Hidden Figures, which is a story about three women who helped NASA put a man on the moon.
Three African-American women.
Lion, a movie that does not have a lion in it.
Yes,
and
it does.
And there is no lion in the movie.
There's a human lion.
Lion is big, big orange furry thing that will eat you.
I think that's a tiger.
There's no... The lions are orange, too. Aren't they?
They're more orange. Yellow.
Tawny.
Yeah, there
Can
we go.
Can we call them tawny? big tawny furry thing that will eat you. Not in the movie. And Moonlight, which is about a drug dealer.
Which is like hardly... it's a very small part of the movie.
It's about a lot more than that. Let's call it what it is.
It's a... A black man growing up and through the years and
don't blow it.
It's like calling Precious a movie about someone trying to lose weight.
Oh no, there's way too much about the movie, but I don't want to spoil the movie.
The easiest way to describe it.
Would that be Precious based on the novel Push by Sapphire?
Yes, it would be.
As I had
with
to
Gabourey
say about a million times a few Oscar shows ago. Mm. Anyway, Molly, back to you.
The easiest way to describe Moonlight is it's about a boy growing up in Miami. Under really rough circumstances.
All right.
That's it. That's
and discovering things
and,
about himself.
And learning about life.
Fair enough. You're talking what's going to win.
For?
Best adapted screenplay.
Fences.
Really?
Strong contender. I think it's a strong contender. I think the question about the film's genesis.
I've actually seen all the movies that have been nominated for this.
Holds it back.
Here's what's interesting. You bring that up, and my pick is for one of my favorites, again, Moonlight. I did choose this in this category. It won the Writers Guild Award for Original Screenplay. And decided to put itself and adapt it based off of the book. What was it called? We were talking about...
It was unproduced play.
It was a play.
I think that's why they were able to kind of...
Skirt that line of it.
So you're going with what?
Moonlight. For that.
That's also what I'm going with. Even though Fences could win, should win, I'm biased because I've met August Wilson. August Wilson is one of the great American playwrights. Hands down. one of the great American playwrights of all time, will be remembered as such. And this is a great opportunity for a wide audience to go and see his stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think given the questions about it and the fact that it may win some other awards, mm-hmm. this is the Academy's
and of course,
shot.
Yeah. I mean, the story behind Moonlight it, you know, as you were saying, writer died in 2005, but for decades he was going back and forth on this script, and Denzel Washington really took it and kind of made it into his own baby and nurtured it into what it is now. Yeah.
This is another one of those situations where the people in it have kind of eclipsed the film in itself. Viola Davis has talked about so much with it, and I think that's where it's going to end up. I go with Moonlight 2 for this.
So we got Moonlight, Molly?
I already told you, Fences.
And one for Fences. It
could if be the upset.
If Moonlight does not win in this category, Fences will. It'll be one of those two movies.
Don't forget, the whole thing that happened with Song last year, you guys were like, no, you're going to be wrong, and look what happened. I got both
that of you. Also was one category. We're now different on how many? Six?
I have it written down. Let me look. Hold on.
And I realized that we missed one.
But yes, so Moonlight deserves to win.
Yeah, Derek, I was trying to point that out.
We're gonna jump back to that, and we'll get that. Best Original Screenplay, and the nominees are Hell or High Water, a film about two brothers, trying to make good against the bank is probably the best way to describe it. La La Land, it's that musical about Hollywood everybody's talking about. The Lobster, a film in which if you fail to choose a mate, you get turned into an animal. You tell me what's going on here.
What animal? Do we get to pick?
In the case of the film, it's a lobster. Manchester by the Sea, Fun and Games on the North Shore of Massachusetts.
Filmed in Gloucester, not in Manchester by the Sea, by the way.
And 20th Century Women, which is, I guess, a period piece about women. I don't know. Didn't see it. Did not see it.
I heard it was good.
Who is starting this one? Kim?
I'm trying to remember what I had. I think I was going with... I lost mine. Oh, I apologize. La La Land, although it's important to know, Thomas Newman for Passengers. It's 14th nomination.
Yeah.
Can't get it in the hole.
Wait, are we in? No.
Am I looking at the wrong one?
Original screenplay.
Oh,
my bad then. My apologies.
We'll come back to him. Lisa?
Yeah, I mean, I think La La Land is going to do very, very well. I believe this is the one category that is not going to win, and I'm going with Manchester by the Sea. I really... really like this movie, and I thought going into it that I wouldn't, just because of that typical North Shore Boston
yet.
No, I'm just talking about the dialect and
I gotta go
how
to Packy.
Sometimes it can be taken
my boss
from
talks like that,
you know. But honestly, watching it, I didn't feel like they were trying too hard at all. And I think with the script and how it was written, was a perfect balance between emotion but also storytelling. So the fact that the story moved on, but you were still like gripped with emotion with every single scene. So hands down, I want that to win. But yeah, La La Land could be the upset.
Are you going to Dunks? Get me some scratchies.
La La.
La La Land.
This is now the seventh or eighth one that Lisa and I have differed on.
Kim?
Now that I actually know where we are, because that whole original world word, my brain, I'm going to go with Manchester by the Sea, because I think La La Land has so much else going
see,
for it that this is a place
North Shore
to...
girls here.
Yeah.
It
is
going to
stay true.
It is a happy-go-lucky story about good times in on the North Shore of Massachusetts. Manchester by the Sea, that's what I'm going with as well. Yeah. La La Land... has a chance in this category because La La Land is going to win a lot of awards. Mm. And you get those voters who are just like, tick off everything that has to do with this movie. And then you get those voters who are like, we can't give everything to one movie. Please give something to another movie. And this is the category where Manchester by the Sea has the strongest shot. It occurred to me that earlier on, I left off Best Live Action Short.
That's what I was pointing out.
And once again, I've seen all of these. We've been talking about where to go and see them. You can see them at Cinema Salem. You can see them at Coolidge Corner. You can see them at ICA.
Kendall.
You can see them at the Kendall. And the nominees this year are Ennemi Intérieur, which is a French film about an Algerian being interrogated as he tries to gain French citizenship. Le Femme et le TGV, which I believe is from Holland.
No, it's Swiss.
Swiss, yes, it is Swiss. And it's a film about a woman who is trapped in the past. Every morning she wakes up and waves a flag at a passing high-speed rail train. And one day, the engineer on the train throws her a letter and starts this whole cycle of events in her life in motion. Silent Nights is a ghastly abomination of a white guilt motion picture.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
In which a married...
Danish woman.
No, a married African migrant takes advantage of a kind-hearted Danish woman in every way imaginable, and then she gives him $50,000 and sends him home. It's
and
appalling.
She gets pregnant by him before he goes home.
It is a masterpiece of white guilt on display and shouldn't even have been nominated. Time Code is a very unusual Spanish film about two security guards who are basically dancing with each other through security cameras in the parking garage where they work. It
sounds weird, but it was good.
It's quirky, it's fun, it's short. And then Sing is a Hungarian film about a chorus. And a new girl comes to school and wants to join the chorus and is told by the choir director that she's not good enough, so she should just mime rather than singing. And it's about everything that happens after that. There is a payoff moment at the end of this movie that is
beautiful.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That is brilliant. And this, I need to say, is another hotly contested category with no clear favorite. So.
Sing.
Molly and I have seen them. You're going with Sing.
I could identify with it, just having grown up in choirs and, yeah.
I think this is a two-film race. I think it is between Sing and Ennemi Intérieur, which is the French interrogation film.
I thought that because it's very relevant to today.
It's relevant. It's very dramatic. It's very well done. If the Academy wants to talk about current events, Ennemi Intérieur, if the Academy is feeling optimistic and happy,
Sing
just leaps out.
So you picked Sing?
I'm going with Ennemi Intérieur.
Okay, I agree with you. And this is only based on watching the trailers and reading up on what people are talking about. But exactly like what you were just saying, I think yours was a little more opinion on the first one that you were talking about, Silent Night.
Oh my God, I've seen it.
But
I
feel like that could also, because it has so much buzz around it, but I essentially am going with Ennemi's Interiors.
I'm going to slash my wrist if that film wins. I'll say that right now. Kim?
So we're in agreement.
Wow. That's
a little...
That's harsh for a short film.
So bad.
Least of all, live action. I'm straying away just from what I was able to read, the very little, clearly. La Femme, I won't say it right, the Swiss...
Ah,
oh, the one about
yes.
the train.
Yes.
That was really sweet.
That intrigued me a lot, and just the story seems like something that people tend to like, but that, again, very small research on best short film.
It's entirely...
Yeah, Derek and Molly cheat. They actually go to the movies.
We do not cheat. That's what you're supposed
things.
To do is go.
And here's the thing.
They go to the broom closet that is called the Salem Theater.
That's they call it the screening room.
Any one of those films could win. There is no clear consensus in this category right now. History kind of tells me that Sing probably has a better shot than anything else in there, partly because it's about the arts, partly because it's about struggling with the arts, partly because it's got that one big moment at the end.
It's redemption.
It's just
and
fantastic.
The Academy loves stuff like that, you know?
I wouldn't be surprised if any of the films that we mentioned win. Mm. So you could more or less throw a dart at this category. The one film that I would cross off of there, honestly, is Time Code.
That's the shortest one, wasn't it? Like only 15 minutes.
It's the one that's narratively the weakest. So any one of those other four could win, but you're going to do a little bit better if you go with Ennemi Intérieur or Sing. 855 915-9636 as my voice disintegrates before your ears. It is WMFO Medford. It is our annual Oscar show where we help you win your Oscar pool. When we come back, we are going to have more of the major categories. Here is another one of the winning songs or Oscar-nominated songs this year. This one written by that jerk that wrote Hamilton.
You're just jealous. You haven't gotten tickets yet. Don't take your jealousy out on him.
Who I can't get tickets for the show, therefore I hate him. This is WMFO Medford.
I've been staring at the edge of the water long as I can remember, never really knowing why. I wish I could be the perfect daughter, but I come back to the water no matter how hard I try. Every turn I take, every trail I track, every path I make, every road leads back to the place I know, where I cannot go, where I long to be. See the line where the sky meets the sea, it calls me, and no one knows how far it goes. If the wind in my sail on the sea stays behind, just no telling how far I'll go. I know everybody on this island seems so happy on this island. Everything is by design. I know everybody on this island has a role on this island, so maybe I can roll with mine. Pride, I can make us strong. I'll be satisfied if I play along. But the voice inside sings a different song. What is wrong with me? See the light as it shines on the sea. It's blinding, but no one knows how deep it goes. And it seems like it's calling out to me, so come find me.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man!
No, sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them. Like that basketball player and that other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within.
C, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
to. Twinsies!
I kinda love it. As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Big Picture on WMFO 91.5 Medford. We are at 855-915-9636. And Derek, you were just, exposing your dancing creativity to everybody. And see, what Molly and Kim don't understand, I get to preview this every and watch this every week.
No, you should see him in the car.
Snapchats will be coming now that I know you want them.
Oh, that was great.
But this is our annual Oscar 2017 show. Now, we attempt to give you the best picks.
Yes.
For what you should be choosing for your office pool, your Oscar party pool, just so you can have bragging rights to everybody.
And the reasons why these things get picked. So
and
that,
again,
you know, we're not just throwing
Dirk
darts.
And I just need some sort of competition, just like you hear every week on Did You Hear, the segment of the show where we quiz each other. We need some sort of competition.
And I don't think I'm going to be asked back next year.
And we just heard of course you are. We just heard we like having you around for reasons.
No, but I'm not good at
maybe
this,
cruel. Okay.
This year is tough.
We just heard with your
just
heart
claim
and not
all
politics
of this with this year is probably one of the hardest in the past few.
We just heard the third nominated film for Best Original Song. That was Lin-Manuel Miranda's How Far I'll Go from Moana. Don't vote for that. He's a bad person. Really
stop
what I'm
it,
say.
Darren. You're just jealous that he got a genius grant. And you
give
didn't
him his EGOT. Get him closer to the EGOT.
And you didn't.
No,
Derek has a self-proclaimed genius award.
I'm jealous that I can't go see the damn musical. That's my problem.
Gotcha.
I hate
he's
that guy.
He's not even in it anymore, so you can't blame him.
He still wrote it, all right? It's his musical that is sold out every single night, $1,500 a ticket to sit in the balcony.
Chris Earle's going to see it in Chicago for a
while. We had an easier time getting tickets to go see David Oyelowo and Daniel Craig in Othello.
Front row.
In a 200-seat theater.
With David Oyelowo having a sex
that was easier than getting Hamilton tickets, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
The worst part is the people that are going to see Hamilton. I was overhearing a woman talking about it and saying, you wouldn't believe it. Everybody stood up and clapped. That's called a standing ovation. And if you don't know what that is, you don't deserve to have seen Hamilton.
Yeah.
I agree.
Anyway, we move on. We are into some of the really big categories right now. Best visual effects. These are all these special effects that make the movies come to life these days. Because Lord knows they can't do it with the actors anymore. And the nominees, they really can't. I miss that. That was one of the great things about movies a long time ago was they weren't all special effects. Anyway, the nominees are somewhere down on the bottom of the page again. Deepwater Horizon. That was Marky Mark flees in exploding oil.
Marky Mark and Kurt Russell.
No, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch flees and exploding oil, Derek.
He gets mad when you call him that now.
Doctor Strange, Benedict Cumberbatch bends New York with his mind. Good for him. The Jungle Book, actual human interacts with 2 hours of CGI. Kubo and the Two Strings, Leica Animation Studios again. And Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, which wasn't creepy at all when they brought people back from the dead.
Which they might do with
which
the next Star Wars movie.
They're not. Yeah. They've already said they're not going
to
do that. Good. Kim, what do you like?
I'm going with the Jungle Book.
I agree.
A lot of effort, a lot of movement. You know, Disney's really good about keeping an eye on bringing in animals for people to draw and things like that. But this is a different medium, and I thought they did a really good job.
I actually saw most of it. I did fall asleep coming back from my last Disney trip, watching it. How fitting. And that was one thing that really attracted to me. I was like, wow, this is very good for that reason. So I think just by what critics are going with also, and having seen half the movie, I'm going to go with Jungle Book.
Doctor Strange.
Should I just assume you're going to go
well,
the
no, pardon. I mean, I actually have not seen Jungle Book, but I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but growing up in the actual cartoon, which is coincidentally the last movie Walt Disney ever supervised before he died. I hated it growing up. The music in it was good, but the rest of it...
Really?
I hated it.
Oh,
and
I
love Disney. And so I don't know if that kind of soured me on Jungle Book. I don't know.
I think Doctor Strange should win. I think it deserves to win. Because it's doing things visually.
So you must have seen that of recent.
We did not see it.
Oh, you haven't.
No, but I've seen all the behind the scenes stuff on it. They're doing things visually that haven't really been done before, which are impressive. But Disney, animals, Jon Favreau, I got to go with the Jungle Book. That, and it won the Visual Effects Society Award, which is a pretty good precursor for the Oscars. So if I go by my analytics, yeah, it's The Jungle Book. I don't know. It is different in that you've got one human and a movie full of CG. So maybe that's different enough to make it.
That could hurt it.
It could. And I mean, I honestly think it should be Doctor Strange. I wouldn't be surprised if Doctor Strange wins this, but all of the momentum is certainly behind The Jungle Book. That's your safe pick. Best original score. This is all of the stuff that is not songs that are in a movie. All of that noise that you hear in the background while the actors are talking or being quiet or whatever you have going on. The nominees are Jackie. By the way, can I just say that music sounded like it came out of a Hammer horror movie.
I remember you saying that. That's actually dead on.
They could use that score for the next Friday the 13th.
Exactly.
For folks who don't know. La La Land, that musical everybody's talking about. Lion does not have a lion in it. Moonlight does not have a drug dealer in it. Or maybe it does.
It does.
Maybe
it
I'm
does.
Being reductive it when I say that.
Derek, it has more than one drug dealer in it.
And for some reason, Passengers, the movie that nobody saw, because apparently people don't want to be stuck in space with Jennifer Lawrence. I'm up for it.
No John Williams.
No John Williams this year. He didn't do anything this year. Dude's 85 and he's scoring Star Wars. Molly, I think you get the first pick.
Lala.
I am going to second La La Land.
I was so close to picking Lion because when I saw that movie, that music was so haunting, but I went with what I thought the Academy would go with on this one.
The only lion in that movie is the title because there's no lion. See what I did there? Kim?
I'm also going with La La Land.
We're agreeing
Immortal
across
lock.
The board.
Ooh,
what's interesting, Justin Hurwitz that did do this, he actually did Whiplash as well.
He did.
And that was his first time being nominated. But he had basically devoted 7 years to doing La La Land.
And also the guys who wrote the lyrics to the songs wrote the best musical Derek and I have seen in years called Dear Evan Hansen.
They're going to win a bunch of Tonys.
They're
going to
win
year.
A bunch of Tonys
They're
this
gonna
year,
They're
going
to win a bunch of Tonys. Yeah. If you're going to New York, go see Dear Evan Hansen,
yes.
If you can. Okay, best film editing. This is cutting the movie together to make it a thing. The nominees are Arrival, Aliens Come to Earth, and Awaken. Was that Amy Adams?
Yes.
Yeah, that was Amy Adams. Hacksaw Ridge, Pacifist Goes to War for Mel Gibson. Not a war movie. Hell or High Water, which is probably...
That was excellent.
Probably closest thing to a Coen Brothers movie that we got this year. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, wait. There was one this year. It was just awful. La La Land, that movie that everybody's talking about. And Moonlight, Fun Times in Miami, I think is another way of describing that movie.
Tagline.
Kim.
Pre-Zika.
Going one more time for La La Land.
I'm going with La La Land, even though I think that Manchester by the Sea should win.
Film editing?
Yes.
It's not even nominated.
Oh, is it not nominated?
No.
Okay.
Oh, should have been nominated.
No, La La Land.
You're
yes.
free to make that recommendation all you want. This is why I beat you occasionally, is because you think...
Locking it in for La La Land.
Molly?
Arrival.
Arrival. I am going to go with La La Land as well.
You kept commenting when we saw Arrival, I remember, on how good
I know,
the
but there's a
was.
Difference between what we want to win and
well,
what
no,
is
but
going
after,
to win.
No, after, because I've seen both Arrival and La La Land, and musicals don't normally win.
But can
for
I say
editing.
Manchester by the Sea should have been nominated for film editing?
From a technical standpoint, from looking at it through a filmmaker's eye, the reason that La La Land is likely to win this award is because you don't see half of the edits in that movie. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of tracking shots and a lot of things going on in that movie that look like they're shot single camera. I know for a fact can't be because it's physically impossible to shoot it that way. So what they do is they match the shots very carefully and then use computers to smooth out the seams of it. It's amazing some of what they do in the film. Some of the tracking shots and some of the ways that the camera moves around are just fantastic. For all the problems that I have with La La Land, editing and production are not among them. So I am absolutely going with that. I don't know that there's a lock spoiler in that category. I really think it's going to La La Land. Hacksaw Ridge would be a possibility because war movies tend to do very, very well in this category. But I think you pick against La La Land at your own risk.
Thanks.
Best Supporting Actor.
The rest of these I'm going to get.
We are deep into the major categories now. We've just got a few left. Best Supporting Actor. The nominees are
Mahershala.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that all up to you.
Derek, Mahershala.
I know. I took a breath at the wrong time. This happens. Mahershala Ali from Moonlight. Great Times on Miami Beach is what that's about. Jeff Bridges. He plays a racist, jokey sheriff. In Hell or High Water. He, by the way, is the veteran actor nominated in this category. Keep that in mind. Lucas Very Hedges, he's the kid who's just hanging out and having a blast in Manchester by the Sea.
I heard he's makes the movie.
Dev Patel is not a lion in the movie that does not have any lions in it, but it's called Lion.
That's getting old real fast.
No, it never gets old. And Michael Shannon in Nocturnal Animals, when they make a movie about this show, they're going to call it Beating a Horse to Death, by the way.
But not Beating a Lion, because there wasn't one in the
room. There's no lion. No, we're going to call it Beating a Lion to Death, and there will be no lion in the movie.
Perfect.
And the score will be written by, and there'll be a song written by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
If you're lucky, you should be so lucky.
And you won't be able to buy tickets to it.
Now, we talk about these lock categories, I think.
This is a lock. Mm-hmm. And if, I mentioned earlier how when we were all talking about how long you have to be in a movie, and the actor that I think is the lock is in the movie for 20 minutes, max.
Let's all say it on the count of three. One, two, three.
Mahershala Ali.
Yep. Okay. That is the only name that
He's
you need to know in this category.
So far,
yeah,
so.
Jeff Bridges was great. There's so many. We were Derek, you and I were talking about some of the lines last week that he said in Hell or High Water that were hilarious and made an impact on the movie. Lucas Hedges was fantastic in it, especially for only being, 19, 20 years old. I think it just his acting, but also the humor that was brought into it. And again, with the dialect and the language, he didn't overdo it. But yeah, it's a lock across the board. Everybody
Dev
agrees.
Dev Patel,
people are saying he could be the upset.
But people, I read somewhere how they were, the casting directors did not want to cast somebody that was so obvious. And so he really had to work his butt off for this movie. He had to work out for months. He prepared for 8 months. He also had to learn, because he's of Indian descent but raised in London, so he has a British accent. He had to learn an Australian accent in a certain dialect. And it was just, I thought he was really good. He's my second favorite to Mahershala.
If you want a spoiler, go with Jeff Bridges, but he's not going to win. Jeff Bridges will get it eventually.
He's won an Oscar before.
Somebody made the point that the waitress in Hell or High Water should have been nominated for Best Supporting Actress. Because
she was crazy.
Yes, that movie...
Sassy.
That movie deserves a lot more respect than it's gotten. And if you want to go see any of the movies that are nominated for anything, go see that one, because it's a heck of a lot of fun. We have another of the songs nominated for Best Original Song. This is one of two songs from La La Land. Could they split the vote? We'll see. This is WMFO Medford.
I remember she used to come home and she would tell us these stories about being abroad. And I remember... She told us that she jumped into the river once. Barefoot. She smiled. Left. Without looking. And tumbled into the sand. The water was freezing. She spent a month sneezing, but said she would do it again. Here's to the ones who dream, foolish as they may seem. Here's to the hearts that ache. Here's to the mess we make. She captured a feeling,
sky with no ceiling, the sunset inside a frame. She lived in her liquor and died with a flicker. I'll always remember the flame. Here's to the ones who dream, foolish as they may seem. Here's to the hearts that ache. Here's to the mess we make. She told me a bit of madness is key to give us new colors to see.
Emma Stone, Fools Who Dream, audition from La La Land, one of the nominees for Best Song in the 2016 Oscars. It is The Big Picture. Derek, Gary, Lisa, Nichols, Kim, and Molly with you until 9 o'clock tonight, when On the Town with Mikey D will be here with everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. Until then, we are trying to figure out who is going to win the Oscars, and we are into the big, big, big categories right now. We've just got five more awards to go. And next up on the list, Best Actor, and the nominees are Casey Affleck for Manchester by the Sea, a happy-go-lucky tale about life in a fishing village in New England, Andrew Garfield, Hacksaw Ridge, everybody's dying, but Andrew's trying to save him, Ryan Gosling for La La Land, that's that musical that
everyone's talking about.
Viggo Mortensen for Captain Fantastic.
What movie is that?
He's a wacky hippie who's homeschooling his kids. And Denzel Washington for Fences. Let's start with Kim.
Thank you.
I'm going with the momentum, although lately this is one of the categories that you're actually hearing a lot of hubbub with Denzel Washington starting to come up, but I still think Casey Affleck is going to take it home. I think SAG gave Denzel the SAG Award because they love directors, actors directing themselves, but I still think the Academy Award will be Casey Affleck. And I hope he doesn't thank Ben.
I've been going back and forth, and this is a category I really don't know. Was saying Casey Affleck, and then Denzel Washington. Ultimately, just decided an hour ago, I'm going with Denzel Washington.
All right, we finally agree on something.
Yes. Again, however, I do want Casey Affleck to win. Denzel Washington is going to win because he has the momentum behind him. Yes. Regardless if it's anything to do with the latest bad behavior from Casey Affleck, maybe in the minds of some of the voters. Yes. But yes, Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington takes home Oscar number three. And the fact that he won the SAG Award kicks that into his column
for
me.
You can win a SAG and not win an Oscar, but still.
And the fact that this was a passion project for him, that he was the one that shepherded it from manuscript to Broadway to Hollywood.
And he was not nominated for director.
I think everything that he did in this process just adds to it, whereas Casey Affleck is kind of sitting in the corner being like, give me an Oscar, man. I don't care.
You know, one thing to note, except for
being some more heroin.
Unbelievable in that movie.
The Oscars, remember last year, Oscars are so white.
Yeah.
And everybody was freaking out. It's interesting that for what we've all thought so far, the three acting nominees are black.
Mm-hmm.
What a change.
Actress in a leading role. The nominees are Isabelle Huppert for Elle, She Gets Raped, Ruth Negga for Loving,
Great
She Gets
movie.
Thrown in Jail and Hassled by Local Yokels, Natalie Portman for Jackie, She Gets Her Husband's Brains Spread All
Derek,
Over Her Dress.
Derek, that's
he
not
had
funny.
To. He had to.
Meryl Streep for Florence Foster Jenkins, She's a Bad Singer, But Nobody Wants to Tell Her, and Emma Stone, She's Dancing Up a Storm in that musical everybody's talking about, La La
Should
Land.
Should we all say it on the count of three?
You want to lead it?
Yeah.
Emma.
Yeah.
Emma
Stone.
One, two, three, Emma
Stone.
It is a mortal lock. Emma Stone is going to win this.
Meryl Streep will never,
20th nominee.
She'll never get another one. And she knew that when she won for Iron Lady.
I love Meryl Streep. She's awesome. But from movies that I've seen this year, people that weren't nominated, it's like,
mm-hmm. It's
like
a token.
I love Meryl.
Yeah, fun fact, Natalie Portman, she was pregnant when she won for Black Swan.
Black Swan, and she's pregnant again.
She's pregnant again. You never know. She was phenomenal in that.
If anybody is...
In another year, she would have won.
Actually, let me say this. If anybody is going to steal the Oscar from Emma Stone, it's probably going to be Isabelle Huppert,
mm-hmm.
for the lifetime of work mm-hmm. that she has done. I think Natalie Portman picked the wrong year to be in that movie.
Yes.
Because that is an Oscar-worthy performance
yes.
in most years that you could think of. But going up against what she's up against in Emma Stone, people love that movie so much. Hollywood... As you said mm-hmm. earlier, Kim, what do they love?
Mm-hmm. Themselves.
Yeah, they love movies about themselves.
No, I agree with your spoiler. I mean, essentially, she was an actress who was a victim of rape and playing that character. So she had her own agenda working in her favor for that.
I would encourage you guys, if you haven't, to see Loving. I saw it coincidentally on Valentine's Day. A really inspiring true story about an interracial couple that changed...
Yeah, I tried to watch that one night.
My
boyfriend shot that one down. So I'll have to watch that on my own.
She's really, the guy who plays her husband, Joel Edgerton, also did a great job.
I heard it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Best Director. And the nominees are Kenneth Lonergan for the happy-go-lucky slice of life called Manchester by the Sea. Mel Gibson for the happy-go-lucky slice of life known as Hacksaw Ridge. Barry Jenkins, shepherding great party times in Miami in Moonlight. Denis Villeneuve, for the Aliens Come to Earth and Have a Great Time movie, Arrival. Or Damien Chazelle for the It's Just Happy and Upbeat All the Time, La La Land. Kim, let's start with you on this one.
Oh, this is a tough... I went back and forth. I want to give it to Moonlight. I'm going to guess with who I want this time. I'm going to go with Moonlight.
I agree with what I want with Kim, with Barry Jenkins, because what he did with that movie was amazing. But ultimately, I have to go with Damien Chazelle for La La Land.
Me too.
I am going to be the third on that. That I think I will say this: it is a very ambitious movie, and he does a lot of things that haven't been done in movies before, and he mixes a lot of things in there. It is a singular vision. Barry Jenkins is a very, very strong spoiler candidate in here. If we get into a situation where people are like, we don't want to give La La Land all the Oscars, Moonlight could win.
That's so, part of the reason why I went against La La Land for a bunch of the technicals.
Exactly.
Seriously.
And that's why I went for him with this, because I feel like this is the one they want.
But the thing that happens historically is they sweep the technicals and then some of the bigger categories fall off.
Mm-hmm.
So Moonlight is not a bad choice, but I think... The safer choice is going to be Damien Chazelle. He will become one of the youngest people ever to win that award if he wins. We have one more song that is a Best Song nominee, and we're going to listen to that and then tell you the possible winners for Best Song and Best Picture right after this here on WMFO.
City of Stars, are you shining just for me? City of stars, there's so much that I can't see. Who knows? I felt it from the first embrace I shared with you.
That now our dreams, they finally come true. stars. Just one thing everybody wants. There in the bars and through the smokescreen of the crowded restaurants. It's love. Yes, all we're looking for is love from someone else.
A rush,
a glance,
a touch,
a dance, a look in somebody's eyes to light up the skies, to open the world and send it reeling. A voice that says I'll be here and you'll be alright. I don't care if I know just where I will go, cause all that I need is this crazy feeling I got tapped out of my heart.
Think I want it to stay. Stars, are you shining just for me? City of stars,
you never shined so brightly.
Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone, City of Stars, the final nominee for Best Original Song at the 2016 Oscars. So we've heard all of those now, and we can make our choice. The nominees, just to recap, are Audition, The Fools Who Dream from La La Land, which we heard earlier. Can't Stop the Feeling, that's Justin Timberlake from Trolls. City of Stars, which we heard just now. The Empty Chair by Sting and J. Ralph. And How Far I'll Go by Lin-Manuel Miranda. Molly.
City of Stars.
I am seconding City of Stars.
I'm not saying it just because I love it, but it's also one.
Yeah, I think we're across the board on that one.
So. Yeah. Because Lin-Manuel Miranda is an awful person who writes shows that nobody can get tickets to, he does not get his Oscar.
I've seen one of his shows before. It was great.
So,
oh my God, I wish I...
Yeah.
I'm going to tell him when I meet him.
Please.
Derek has nothing but hopefulness in his heart for you.
Please tell him that I'm roundly disappointed that it's impossible for me to get Hamilton tickets and I'm going to continue bad-mouthing him.
Well, now the category that everybody has been waiting for. And the one, if you're very lucky, if you've seen all of these, because... Every year, I feel like they give us more and more. It makes us
they can do
that
up
much
to,
difficult.
Up to
10, right?
They can do at least 5 up to 10.
So here it is, Best Picture. And your nominees are Arrival, Aliens Come to Earth, Have a Great Time with Amy Adams. Fences, Denzel Washington has a great time fighting with his wife and his son. Hacksaw Ridge, a young soldier has a great time not shooting anybody in a war. Hell or High Water, a couple of guys have a great time robbing a bank. Hidden Banks, plural, as a couple of deputies have a great time chasing them. Hidden Figures, 3 African-American women have a great time putting man in space. La La Land, Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling have a great time dancing around Los Angeles and falling in love. Lion, a movie has a great time convincing you that there might be a lion in the movie and then has no lion. Manchester by the Sea, everybody's having a great time up on the North Shore of Massachusetts. It's giddy up there. They're having so much fun.
Yes.
And Moonlight, everybody's having a great time in Miami. So these are all feel-good movies in here.
Mm-hmm.
There's popcorn, no depression. Popcorn pictures.
I did not cry at all during any of them.
And the Oscar goes to Kim.
La La Land.
Yep.
Lisa.
La La Land.
Lala.
I am with you 100%.
I think this is the first time we've ever done this where we're all in
agreement.
Here's
the thing. Fun fact. 2006, Crash won Best Picture, Ang Lee for Best Director. Now, for the next 6 years after that, they've always overlapped. So they've been the same.
Was Birdman the first one that split it up?
Now, 3 out of the last 4 years, they've split.
Gravity,
this
Birdman.
Could be a year that they split. And that could be something exactly like what you were just saying, Derek, before, that Barry Jenkins could say take it, you know, just to give a nod to how well done that movie really was.
If you're playing the split, then you're going to go with Barry Jenkins, because Barry Jenkins is the only one other than Damien Chazelle, I think, who really has a chance of winning that. I have big problems with La La Land. I have very big problems with La La Land.
That was the first thing you said when we left the theater.
I don't think it works. I think it blends modern hipster sensibility with classic Hollywood in ways that are jarring and uncomfortable, but it's a movie about Hollywood, and as I demonstrated beating Lisa with Argo a few years back, always pick the movie about Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. You also thought that they were trying too hard to be Singing in the Rain.
There's that element that creeps in. It's
did you see it right after Debbie Reynolds, though? Were you already
no.
kind of?
Yeah, no, it had been a few weeks after okay. that. Or, so
yeah, a couple months.
That is all the time that we've got. I will have my Oscar picks up on Facebook, mm-hmm. facebook.com/bigpicturewmfo tomorrow. Maybe Lisa will follow suit.
And we will be together.
That's right. Yes, we will be battling it out in person. That is all the time that we've got. Kim,
thank you so much for having me.
I'm please so excited. Come back. You
glad you came in.
Please come back.
Maybe one of these days you'll start deciding that you want to come in for politics.
I would love that.
Molly.
Thank you for having me.
Lisa Nichols.